Today's daf Maseches Pesachim daf Dalet. As we mentioned, the Gemara today's daf teaches the reason behind the halacha of our Mishnah that bedikas chametz, searching for the chametz, is to be performed specifically at night, because that is the time when people are at home. As Rabbeinu Chananel explains, during the day people are out and about and distracted. And the other point, which Rashi makes, the Gemara says, explained by Rashi, that the bedika needs to be done or haner, meaning it's the most effective tool for the search. And a candle by day is going to darken the spots that you're trying to look for rather than light them up. However, it's just interesting to note that the Gemara, the way the Gemara presents it, is it's sort of the main reason is the issue that people are at home at night. And then, as sort of as a follow-up, is this point about the candle. We'll see how that comes back into play a little bit later in the discussion. So the whole concept of searching and with a candle is based on a series of psukim. We'll see on that later in the Chesem and Aleph. The first is Shmos Perikid Beis, Pasuk Yates, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatzev Vateichem. This is not to find the Seor inside of your house during the days of Pesach. And in order to find something, you have to search for it. How do we know? We learn this from, the Gemara goes on, the search conducted in the bags of Yosef's brothers when they left Egypt, filled up their food to go back to their father to bring food back home. Bereishis Mem Dalet, Pasuk Yates, Vechapes Begadol, Echel Vakatan Kalev Yimatzeh. And they found it by, as we know, by the youngest. They searched and they found the stolen items or the place there. The remez and the hint to a candle has two psukim. We'll just quote one from Mishlei Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, the candle of Hashem, the soul of a person, Chofes Kol Chadrei Vatan. So searching inside of the parts, the rooms of the person's inside. So therefore, we don't search for chametz by sun or moonlight, and it must be done by, best be done by candle. By Felder and Yesod Yeshurun, Chelek Vav, page 339, discusses a question he was asked in modern times: should the electric lights in one's house be turned off for the searching of the chametz to avoid this issue of what the Gemara calls Shraga Batia, rather, you have a candle in the middle of the day, is not going to be effective. Rabbi Felder quotes a Sfas Emes, who also wrote, of course, we know on the Torah, but Sfas Emes also a Chidushim on Shas. And Sfas Emes writes in our daf, he brings from the Yerushalmi Psachim, in the beginning of the Yerushalmi there, that a bright candle meant, if it was bright, it meant that it was nighttime, and if the candle was dim, it indicated that it was daytime. Therefore, searching for the chametz with a candle is only effective with daylight. In other words, electric lights don't add, but possibly take away from the effectiveness of the candle. On the flip side, Rabbi Felder quotes Sternbach and others, Sternbach and his Haggadah, that electric lights are not as powerful as daylight, and there's no need to turn off the lights with bedikah. It's really not going to be an issue to take away from your ability to search. A related question is the use of battery-powered flashlight for the process of the bedikah. Rabbi Felder brings the chiluk, the differentiation of some achronim, not to compare this topic to Shabbos candles, because the purpose of the candle is for the light. The purpose of the candle for what we, what our purpose is to be able to see. We're looking for chametz. There's no concept of lighting the candle that we're going to use for, like we have by lighting Shabbos candles. It's the lighting, or by Hanukkah candles, it's the lighting concept. By the bedikas, you have to light a candle. It's the issue of having light to be able to see and search out the chametz. So we also should not compare the flashlight to a fiery torch that in halacha, the Gemara says we're not supposed to use an avuka. Different reasons given. The main one seems to be an issue of safety, and people are going to be afraid not to search properly if such a large flame lit. But the other issue is that it flickers. It might not be a strong light, and you have the inability to get the torch into the nooks and crannies as a result of not wanting to take it too close to the wall. So these are not issues, of course, by a flashlight. Furthermore, we see in the medical field and other industries or areas how flashlights bring light into the narrowest of places, and therefore there's no reason to forbid the use of the flashlight. There's also precedent in poskim, the Beis Yitzchak, and a tshuva permitted electric lights for lighting Shabbos candles. Agav, he says it's allowed for Shabbos candles, but you can't have an electric menorah. And the reason for that is because on Hanukkah, we have to publicize the miracle, and everybody uses electric lights or incandescent lights, and therefore having an electric menorah wouldn't publicize the miracle, just be like any other light that we see. So Rav Avadia Yosef as well, Yabi Omer Chelek Dal Tzimamem, allowed it, and he said it, B'makom Tzorech.